Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled Prisons, Prayers, and Praying People. Our devotional today will come from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12 and verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. The prisons, the prayers, and the praying people. You see, a prison cannot keep people in, and a prison cannot keep people out, if there is, of course, civil unrest to the point that the walls are brought down. Some prisons have been placed in faraway places and been isolated by natural geographical barriers, such as Alcatraz. But prisons also can keep people in, and prisons can keep people out. But prayers can climb over the walls of the prisons and ascend to the throne of God and descend upon the people who are in prison. And such was the case with the Apostle Peter. You see, prisons don't ever make prayers are not ever imprisoned by walls or geographical barriers. Now, sin can hinder our prayers from reaching the throne of God, but no person, no object can stop the prayers of God's people from reaching the ears of the living God. Because the scriptures tell us that the eyes of the Lord are open unto his people, his ears are open unto their prayers. His ears are open, his eyes are upon us. I think of several people in the scriptures who were in certain straits and their prayers were heard. Now, this is not necessarily the order. I don't want to go down a necessary order because sometimes, most of the time, it is not a time that we have to organize our prayer. As the old fellow said, there was a group of men trying to decide on which was the best posture to lay hold of in order to pray. One man said, "I think we ought to pray with our hands folded and our heads upturned." Another said, "I think we ought to pray with our knees bent and our heads bowed down." And another said, "I think we ought to pray with our faces to the floor." And the other fellow spoke up and said, "I done pray the prayingest prayer I ever did pray when I fell in a well upon my head." He was downward, and he prayed. He didn't think about what is the right posture to assume to pray. And there are many times in the scriptures when we can pray. I think of, for example, Daniel was in prison with the lions, and he prayed, and the Lord God heard Daniel's prayer. Joseph also was in prison. He was falsely accused in a foreign country. And he prayed, and God heard his prayer and granted him grace and a sense of the Lord's presence and protection from the Lord. The Apostle Paul and Silas, suffering greatly after having been beaten by the Romans with the Roman scourge, his back was laid open with the whip. But you know, that didn't stop him from focusing upon the Lord. About midnight, I suppose that's the time when the pain is the greatest. And he prayed and sang a song, offered up praise unto the Lord. He prayed and shook the prison off of its foundation. The Apostle Peter, as we have seen in our text of Acts chapter 5, was in prison, and he was facing an execution date. And you know, the people who were outside of the prison were praying for Peter, and the Lord granted Peter such grace that he was able to sleep quite well between two soldiers. He was sleeping so soundly until he had to be shaken by the angel of the Lord that he was awakened. And the Lord gave him that grace. The Lord gave him that peace. I think of John the Beloved, banished to the Isle of Patmos for serving God in the book of the Revelation chapter 1. Here he is a man who is in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he is before the Lord, seeking the face of God, isolated from the rest of the world, but he was in prayer. And this island provided for him a prison. He may have been separated from the general populace, but he certainly wasn't separated from his God. I think of Jeremiah, a man who preached God's word with power, with boldness. Sometimes he felt so alone. Sometimes he was even bitter, upset, and angry. And yet the Lord heard his prayer. He was in prison for obeying God. But his prayers were not in prison. His prayers had plenty of wings to take him to heaven. And I think of Jonah. He was in a prison because of his disobedience. He was in a prison especially fashioned by the Lord. Wouldn't go, wouldn't do what God wanted him to do. The Lord sent a storm and put pressure on the other men on the ship. And they jettisoned Jonah, threw him overboard. The Lord had prepared a great fish. The great fish swallowed up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the great fish. And he says he was down at the bars of the earth, Jonah 2:6. The earth with her bars was around him. That's a great prison for Jonah. He didn't want to break out of that one. He was inside the great fish's belly. Yes, we may push our prayers over the walls of prisons. The imprisoned can be comforted, protected, provided for by the Lord, because praying people are not hindered by prisons. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.